Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage.
Coach, let's take a quick look back at the Hallsville game. I mean, such quite the shootout, high-scoring game, 56-51, where Hallsville just, you know, got back-to-back scores to rally for the win. But when you went back and looked on film, what were a few things that caught your eye that maybe you didn't see during the game?
I think that early we had a chance to really gain momentum early, and we let those slip through our hands on the offensive side ball. We had a fumble right on the goal line. Just right on the goal line, goes out the back of the end zone. We have a touchdown pass, wide open, nobody around us, dropped the ball. It could have been a touchdown and not a hard catch. So there were two opportunities for us to seal momentum. Then it was not on our side, but our players came back with the resiliency they did and just kept playing. We got some stops defensively. We made some great plays offensively. We made some great special teams. But then you turn around towards the end of the game, they fumble the ball, goes in the end zone, they recover it. It seemed like the majority of the game, things were going the way they had to go for them to win the game. So as we went back and reflected and talked to our team, our main emphasis this week is we're two possessions away from being 7-0. Hey, we're 5-2. We are what our record says we are, but let's not lose faith that we could be 7-0 with the ball bouncing the correct way. So, as I told them, last year we don't probably win the state title if we don't go learn some things down from a loss. Just because we've lost two games doesn't mean things can't turn out. Last year, Maryville, week one, we beat 51-7. And nobody was talking about them being a state championship caliber team. And when it comes around to week 15, they're 10-3 playing in the state, or 11-3 playing in the state finals. So I said, it's not out of the ordinary for teams to lose games. But if you're only fixated on losing the game, then we're going to lose more. If we're fixated on what did we do wrong and how can we solve it, we got a chance. We got a really legitimate chance, and we feel like we're in a good spot right now with our team.
And we talked about this a little bit after the game, but this Blair Oaks team went into halftime facing the first deficit of the season, and it felt like the Boonville game with the roles reversed, where Boonville was down a touchdown. They came out and showed some fire in the second half. And we saw that happen with you all, particularly toward the end of the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter, when you score the touchdown, take advantage of the horse collar penalty, recover the onside kick, score another touchdown. It was a huge swing of momentum there.
It was just an opportunity that our players seized by playing hard. And we talk about you play for breaks. So we're talking about the ball hadn't bounced your way. If you play hard, you play right. Ball may bounce the wrong way, but normally it's going to bounce your way. What we have to do, though, a better job of, is we got an interception. That was a turning point in the game. We turn around and fumble it back to them the next play. We get an onside kick. We go in and score. Well, there's two major turnover-type opportunities. You've got to seize both those in high school football to win a football game. And in an environment like that, against a team as good as Hallsville, I'm not taking anything away from Hallsville. That may be the best 2A team in the state. They're legitimately a good football team. And so that's where we're setting is. That's a legitimate, really good football team that had to fight tooth and nail to win, and they were the odds-on favorite to win the game anyway. So we put up four fight, but we got to change just little things. There's nothing major. There's not like a magic wand we got to need to wait. It's the turnovers, and we're not creating enough turnovers defensively. So we're going to really try to emphasize this the last weeks of the season, moving into playoffs.
Okay, and taking a look at this Friday's game, senior night, home against Southern Boone. What have you seen from the Eagles on film this year?
Same thing you see every year. Consistently big offensive defensive line. Consistently controlling the line of scrimmage with their size. Then they have a quarterback that is a dual-threat quarterback that can run their option game. They run a really good option game. They always have. And then he turns around and throws an incredible deep ball. And this deep ball makes me nervous because he really throws the ball well. We saw him last year on there when we played against him. He really throws a great deep ball, 50-50 balls, and his receivers really tend to go get it defensively. They've lined up in multiple different defenses, but the biggest thing we've seen is they really try to make you make a mistake defensively. They're trying to get you in a bad situation.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage. And Greg, we've always got plenty to talk about when it comes to the Blair Oaks podcast, but this week feels like we've just got even more so to talk about, just from the standpoint of, you know, just won a whale of a game last week, plenty to talk about in that game and what it also means just for the fact that, you know, for the first time in a while, Blair Oaks has lost two conference games, but the reason for that was a 56-51 loss at Hallsville in a game that just was, I mean, you know, literally came down to kind of the last possession, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, and you know, Blair Oaks had its opportunities to win, obviously, when you're up nine. And I remember the one thing I focused with my Take Two story on Sunday was when Dylan Hare scored on the two-point conversion with 5 minutes and change to go to make it a nine-point game. I was like, that was supposed to be the play call of the game.
Sure.
That was supposed to be what decided it. And, you know, the defense, you knew Hallsville wasn't going to go down with a fight, and the defense did what it could and forced them to take 4 minutes off the clock to score that first touchdown to make it a one possession game. And you know, the offense, all the, I say all you have to do, I mean, they Hallsville was class two number three,
right?
If you get a first down, the game's over, because Hallsville had two timeouts. They had to burn it after first down and burn the other one after second down, and so you got two more downs after that to get. And just, you know, unfortunately Blair Oaks couldn't get that one extra yards. Now you've got 39 or 34 seconds left, and Hallsville has to go 57 yards, and they've got the ace up their sleeve with A.J. Osteen, their All-State wide receiver, who really didn't need to be utilized up to that point because quarterback Tiger Cobb had rushed for 300-plus yards.
Right, right.
But you know what? They're like, all right, now it's our time to use them. So first pass was incomplete, but the next pass was downfield for about 41 yards, and then the next one after that was a 16-yard touchdown. And the thing I will say about this, if you go back and watch the video, he had to earn both those catches. I mean, they did come in double coverage. That just shows how good he is.
Sure, sure.
And I mean, the only thing you could think of in hindsight's 20/20, but you know, if you're Blair Oaks, do you just, you know, hit him early on purpose so it's pass interference
right.
A 15-yard penalty as opposed to a 41-yard. I mean, again, you never know.
Sure.
And that I think that's about the only other thing they could have done to change the course of the game, and that may not have even worked.
Right. You know, and in some instances, you just tip your hat and go, you know what, that's a simple fact of a guy making a play, and that's what you want to have in those games. And frankly, you know, knowing what I know about Coach LePage, I don't think he's the type of guy who would maybe take a penalty in that instance. He's just going to say, you know what, let's see if our best is as good as your best, and then let's see who comes out on top, and then that's just the way that the chips fall. And it is kind of funny that you say all you had to do was this. You could have literally said that about so many points in that game where all you had to do was this, or all you had to do is this, or all you had to do is this, because there were so many turning points in that game where you look at it and you go, you would expect in a 56-51 game, there are going to be plenty of plays where you go, but for that play, or but for that play. So, yeah, the bottom part is it's just a wildly entertaining, wildly fascinating game from the standpoint of we thought it was going to kind of be like that, and it lived up to its billing.
I was going to say, I meant to look this up, and I mean, I wasn't going to harp on it, but I'm trying to think of the last time Blair Oaks allowed that many points in that game, and it might be the 2012 state title game against Lamar. I believe they scored in the 60s.
That was my first thought when I saw that number.
Okay, but the one thing I want to emphasize is really after the game, I know a lot of people might say, well, Blair Oaks giving up 56 points, that's terrible. Well, Hallsville's offense is just that doggone good.
Sure.
I don't think you can fully blame Blair Oaks' defense. And I don't think you can, but at the same time, I don't think you can only point out a thing or two the offense could have done. Like, for example, there was a, you know, Blair Oaks was right at the goal line early in the first half, and a fumble at the goal line went out the side of the end zone for a touchback. There was another fourth down play where there was a drop to a wide open receiver at the 20, and he might have been able to walk it into the end zone or at least set up first and goal. There, again, as you mentioned, what I'm trying to point out is I agree with you. There were at least a dozen instances where if this had gone Blair Oaks' way, you know, the outcome definitely would have been different. But let's keep in mind they're 5-2, and in those two losses, and I think this is, if you're Blair Oaks, you got to hang your hat on this. They're both teams are ranked in the top five in their respective classes, and it took their absolute best effort to beat you by a possession. So if you're Blair, I mean, again, Blair Oaks, I know it's weird because the Tri-County Conference Championship's really not in their grasp, and it'll be the first time since 2014 they don't win it. But in their mind, if they have to pick between regular season success and postseason success, they're definitely going to pick the latter.
And the other thing that needs to be talked about, too, in terms of that 56 is, yes, you can look at it and go, my, that's a lot of points for them to give up, except for the fact that when you have a team like Blair Oaks, and I think this gets lost in the shuffle sometimes because of how good their defense is, when you regularly score in the high 40s and the 50s and sometimes in the 60s, guess what? The other team has just as many possessions because you're scoring and giving the ball right back.
Exactly.
It's just a matter of can that team keep up with you offensively? And this was an instance where they ran into a team that could keep up with them offensively on the fact that, yes, they got the ball back plenty of times and had plenty of chances to score and scored on a bulk of them. So sometimes that just happens. You just tip your cap and go, guess what? They just played extremely well on offense. And like you say, you know, when you've got a quarterback who has already, like you say, accounted for 300 yards already in the game, and you go just at a certain point, you go, hey, he's just not, he's not going to be a factor late in the game. You go, my goodness, that means that they must be pretty talented offense.
Right. And another thing we need to emphasize is this is about the most top-heavy the Tri-County Conference has been for several years. I mean, I've only been here 6 years, but if I go back and look, I mean, it's always been Blair Oaks and one other team.
Sure.
Like one year it was Eldon.
Right.
Another year it was School of the Osage. A few years it was Southern Boone. Maybe even one year it was Boonville. But if you take a look, it's just been Blair Oaks and someone else.
Sure.
It's a three-headed monster this year with Blair Oaks, Hallsville and Boonville. And by the way, I'll tell you what, that week nine matchup between Boonville and Hallsville is going to be one of the best regular season games in a long time that doesn't involve Blair Oaks or Tri-County.
So many times that week nine game can just be kind of an afterthought as you're kind of ramping up for districts, and you know, so a lot of things have already been decided. Things won't have been decided by that point, so that's going to be something where that's going to be a fun week nine game, where sometimes week nine is just, let's just get past this week and get to the postseason. So, but that's going to be almost a postseason in and of itself, kind of a postseason precursor. So, well, I guess the attention must refocus then this week, and you got to get ready for, you know, you're going to be hosting Southern Boone at 7 p.m. Friday. You know, it's a Southern Boone team that we weren't sure kind of what to expect when the season started from them, and you know, I would say almost after seven games, we're still kind of not sure what to expect because they're 3-4 overall, 3-2 in the conference. You know, the only two losses are Hallsville and Boonville, so those are two pretty good losses. It's just a matter of, you know, kind of what do we make from the rest of the season.
If you look at the Tri-County right now, it's a little weird in the fact that you have two teams tied at first at 5-0 with Hallsville and Boonville. But after that, you've got three teams tied for third place in Blair Oaks, Southern Boone, and California,
right,
all 3-2.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And really, I know that there's no shot at winning a conference title at this point for Blair Oaks unless, you know, because, I mean, either Hallsville or Boonville has to win that week nine game, so they cannot win conference. But it's just, Southern Boone, if you take a look, this will be their fifth time in eight games playing a team that has been state-ranked at some point this season. If you take a look, I would argue they have the toughest two non-conference games out of any Tri-County school because they start off with Odessa, which they haven't lost a game on the football field in a couple of years.
Right.
Remember, they got knocked out last year in the district final due to COVID.
Yep.
And then they played Mexico, which, you know, there's a good possibility Blair Oaks is going to become quite familiar with them. We'll talk about that here in a little bit, but they're going to be they're a district opponent. And they were state-ranked up until this last week when they lost to Kirksville. And their other losses have been to Boonville and Hallsville. You take a look at their three wins, and yeah, I mean, let's be honest, this isn't the same Southern Boone team we've seen the last three or four years because, yes, there is no more Sam Stick. No, yes, Blake Dapkus, who was their stud wide receiver last year, is graduating. He's playing college football. It's Southern Boone. They're going to reload. It's just not quite the same talent level as they have seen the last couple of years. But you got to give them credit because they could very easily be 1-6. They rallied to beat Versailles, and I still argue that Versailles might be one of the best one-loss small schools in the state. They just, you know, haven't been able to catch a break. Had to rally to beat Eldon, and I argue you never know what you're going to get with what you're going to see with Eldon. I mean,
sure,
we saw them drop 35 points on Blair Oaks a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And now they're coming off a win at home against Osage, which that was a big bounce back for them because they got beat pretty badly by Hallsville the week before on homecoming. I believe that was 46-6.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a Southern Boone team that, yes, they're not the same team But they, you know, they're no pushover by far. They just played a really tough schedule.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I think is going to be kind of intriguing from the standpoint of, you know, like say, you know, some years you can look at games and you can kind of know how they're going to be determined and how they're going to play out, and some years you have no clue. And I think this is just going to be an interesting one to see, you know, kind of who does show up for this one from Southern Moon from the standpoint of, you know, what if you told me that this was going to be, you know, a Blair Oaks win by 30, I wouldn't be surprised. If you told me it was going to come down to the final possession, I also wouldn't maybe be surprised. So I think it's just going to be, you know, from the standpoint of, is there something to tune into this week to kind of, you know, see what the game within the game is going to be? I would say absolutely. So, you know, it's just a matter of how quickly can Blair Oaks get readjusted, like you say, with kind of conference, you know, aspirations out the window now. It's gonna be kind of a, you know, a mental test for the Falcons this week.
And here's the thing, Blair Oaks, I mean, with that loss on Friday, they are pretty much guaranteed not to get the one seed. So they will be playing Week 10, and right. More than likely, so they've got Southern Moon this week, they've got Osage next week, and very likely they will play one of those two teams again in the first week of district.
Right.
Still a lot to unfold over those last two weeks, but you never know.
Yeah, and another interesting, you know, wrinkle to districts this time is it's you know, more than likely you're going to have probably a home game to start off with, and then it's more than likely you're going to be on the road for the next two,
yeah.
Which is, you know, you and I kind of talked about a little bit off air, but I'm trying to rack my brain and figure out when the last time that would have been, where you just go, yeah. Okay, when's the last time they were, you know, as low as a three seed in district? Nothing comes immediately.
I think since the new system was implemented about 8 or 9 years ago, I think they've always been a one or a two seed. And but again, I you know, just taking a look at this matchup, I think while the run game was definitely there last week for Southern Boone, they had multiple 100-yard rushers. I don't think we're gonna. I'll be kind of curious to see if they look at what Hallsville did with Tiger Cobb rushing for as many yards as he did, and maybe think that that's the best route. I'd be curious to see what Blair Oaks does to try to shore up its run defense.
Sure.
Because, again, I know there have been some guys, they've had three people rush for 200 or more yards against them, but those were also three very elite athletes.
Okay.
With Southern Boone, the other thing that they have in their back pocket is the deep ball might not be quite the same since there's no Blake Dapkus. But talking with Coach LePage, this is a team that loves to use a screen pass.
Okay.
And so that's something that Blair Oaks hasn't seen a heck of a whole lot. So I'll be kind of curious to see. I mean, they're basically prepared to see like three different option formations from Southern Boone. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see how Blair Oaks' defense really adapts to this game.
I guess that then leads us naturally into the prediction point. So how do you think this one does play out on Friday night?
You know, I'll take this part of the podcast to really emphasize something. Whenever I did some research during COVID shutdowns on Blair Oaks, Falcon Athletic Complex is senior night tonight. Since the Falcon Athletic Complex opened in 2006, Blair Oaks is 99-11. And most,
that's
and
not too shabby.
And half of those losses probably came in postseason games.
Sure.
I mean, I think early on, the first few years, they lost to, like, you know, Borgia or Moberly, like really good teams at home. They have not lost a home regular season game since 2014. I don't think that changes this year. This is a game I think you're going to see the offense. And honestly, when was the last time Blair Oaks also ever lost back-to-back games?
Right.
I think this is a game where their offense really comes out. To me, I'll be kind of curious to see what the points allowed looks like, because it is a Southern Boone team that's only averaging 23 points. So I'm going to say Blair Oaks is going to score. I'll say they'll get to 56, and I believe they'll hold Southern Boone to 21.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage.
Coach, let's take a quick look back at the Hallsville game. I mean, such quite the shootout, high-scoring game, 56-51, where Hallsville just, you know, got back-to-back scores to rally for the win. But when you went back and looked on film, what were a few things that caught your eye that maybe you didn't see during the game?
I think that early, we had a chance to really gain momentum early, and we let those slip through our hands on the offensive side. But we had a fumble right on the goal line. Just right on the goal line, goes out the back of the end zone. We have a touchdown pass, wide open, nobody around us. Dropped the ball. It could have been a touchdown and not a hard catch. So there were two opportunities for us to seal momentum. Then it was not on our side, but our players came back with the resiliency they did and just kept playing. We got some stops defensively. We made some great plays offensively. We made some great special teams. But then you turn around towards the end of the game. They fumble the ball, goes in the end zone, they recover it. It seemed like the majority of the game, things were going the way they had to go for them to win the game. So as we went back and reflected and talked to our team, our main emphasis this week is we're two possessions away from being 7-0. Hey, we're 5-2. We are what our record says we are, but let's not lose faith that we could be 7-0 with the ball bouncing the correct way. So, as I told them, last year we don't probably win the state title if we don't go learn some things down from a loss. Just because we've lost two games doesn't mean things can't turn out. Last year, Maryville, week one, we beat 51-7. And nobody was talking about them being a state championship caliber team. And when it comes around to week 15, they're 10-3 playing in the state, or 11-3 playing in the state finals. So I said, it's not out of the ordinary for teams to lose games. But if you're only fixated on losing the game, then we're going to lose more. If we're fixated on what did we do wrong and how can we solve it, we got a chance. We got a legitimate chance, and we feel like we're in a good spot right now with our team.
And we talked about this a little bit after the game, but, this Blair Oaks team went into halftime facing the first deficit of the season, and it felt like the Boonville game with the roles reversed, where Boonville was down a touchdown. They came out and showed some fire in the second half. And we saw that happen with you all, particularly toward the end of the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter, when you score the touchdown, take advantage of the horse collar penalty, recover the onside kick, scored another touchdown. It was a huge swing of momentum there.
It was just an opportunity that our players seized by playing hard. And we talk about you play for breaks. So we're talking about the ball hadn't bounced your way. If you play hard, you play right. Ball may bounce the wrong way, but normally it's going to bounce your way. What we have to do, though, a better job of, is we got an interception. That was a turning point in the game. We turn around and fumble it back to them the next play. We get an onside kick. We go in and score. Well, there's two major turnover-type opportunities. You've got to seize both those in high school football to win a football game. And in an environment like that, against a team as good as Hallsville, I'm not taking anything away from Hallsville. That may be the best 2A team in the state. They're legitimately a good football team. And so that's where we're setting is. That's a legitimate, really good football team that had to fight tooth and nail to win, and they were the odds-on favorite to win the game anyway. So we put up four fight, but we got to change just little things. There's nothing major. There's not like a magic wand we got to need to wait. It's the turnovers, and we're not creating enough turnovers defensively. So we're going to really try to emphasize this the last weeks of the season, moving into the playoffs.
Okay, and taking a look at this Friday's game, senior night, home against Southern Boone. What have you seen from the Eagles on film this year?
Same thing you see every year. Consistently big offensive defensive line. Consistently controlling the line of scrimmage with their size. Then they have a quarterback that is a dual threat quarterback that can run their option game. They run a really good option game. They always have. And then he turns around and throws an incredible deep ball. And this deep ball makes me nervous because he really throws the ball well. We saw him last year on there when we played against him. He really throws a great deep ball, 50-50 balls, and his receivers really tend to go get it defensively. They've lined up in multiple different defenses, but the biggest thing we've seen is they really try to make you make a mistake defensively. They're trying to get you in a bad situation.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage. And Greg, we've always got plenty to talk about when it comes to the Blair Oaks podcast, but this week feels like we've just got even more so to talk about, just from the standpoint of, you know, just one, a whale of a game last week, plenty to talk about in that game and what it also means just for the fact that, you know, for the first time in a while, Blair Oaks has lost two conference games, but the reason for that was a 56-51 loss at Hallsville in a game that just was, I mean, you know, literally came down to kind of the last possession, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, and you know, Blair Oaks had its opportunities to win, obviously, when you're up nine. And I remember the one thing I focused with my Take Two story on Sunday was when Dylan Hare scored on the two-point conversion with 5 minutes and change to go to make it a nine-point game. I was like, that was supposed to be the play call of the game.
Sure.
That was supposed to be what decided it. And, you know, the defense, you knew Hallsville wasn't going to go down with a fight, and the defense did what it could and forced them to take 4 minutes off the clock to score that first touchdown to make it a one possession game. And you know, the offense, all the I say all you have to do, I mean, they Hallsville was class two number three,
right?
If you get a first down, the game's over, because Hallsville had two timeouts. They had to burn it after first down and burn the other one after second down, and so you got two more downs after that to get. And just, you know, unfortunately Blair Oaks couldn't get that one extra yards. So now you've got 39 or 34 seconds left, and Hallsville has to go 57 yards, and they've got the ace up their sleeve with A.J. Osteen, their All-State wide receiver, who really didn't need to be utilized up to that point because quarterback Tiger Cobb had rushed for 300-plus yards.
Right, right.
But you know what? They're like, all right, now it's our time to use them. So first pass was incomplete, but the next pass was downfield for about 41 yards, and then the next one after that was a 16-yard touchdown. And the thing I will say about this, if you go back and watch the video, he had to earn both those catches. I mean, they did come in double coverage. That just shows how good he is.
Sure, sure.
And I mean, the only thing you could think of in hindsight's 20/20, but you know, if you're Blair Oaks, do you just, you know, hit him early on purpose so it's pass interference
right,
and
right.
it's a 15-yard penalty as opposed to a 41-yard? I mean, again, you never know.
Sure.
And that I think that's about the only other thing they could have done to change the course of the game, and that may not have even worked.
Right. You know, and in some instances, you just tip your hat and go, you know what, that's a simple fact of a guy making a play, and that's what you want to have in those games. And frankly, you know, knowing what I know about Coach LePage, I don't think he's the type of guy who would maybe take a penalty in that instance. He's just going to say, you know what, let's see if our best is as good as your best, and then let's see who comes out on top, and then that's just the way that the chips fall. And it is kind of funny that you say, all you had to do was this. You could have literally said that about so many points in that game where all you had to do was this, or all you had to do was this, or all you had to do was this, because there were so many turning points in that game where you look at it and you go, you would expect in a 56-51 game, there are going to be plenty of plays where you go, but for that play, or but for that play. So, yeah, the bottom part is it's just a wildly entertaining, wildly fascinating game from the standpoint of we thought it was going to kind of be like that, and it lived up to its billing.
I was going to say, I meant to look this up, and I mean, I wasn't going to harp on it, but I'm trying to think the last time Blair Oaks allowed that many points in that game, and it might be the 2012 state title game against Lamar. I believe they scored in the 60s.
That was my first thought that number.
Okay, but the one thing I want to emphasize is really after the game, I know a lot of people might say, well, Blair Oaks giving up 56 points, that's terrible. Well, Hallsville's offense is just that doggone good.
Sure.
I don't think you can fully blame Blair Oaks' defense. And I don't think you can, but at the same time, I don't think you can only point out a thing or two the offense could have done. Like, for example, there was a, you know, Blair Oaks was right at the goal line early in the first half, and a fumble at the goal line went out the side of the end zone for a touchback. There was another fourth down play where there was a drop to a wide open receiver at the 20, and he might have been able to walk it into the end zone or at least set up first and goal. There, again, as you mentioned, what I'm trying to point out is I agree with you. There were at least a dozen instances where if this had gone Blair Oaks' way, you know, the outcome definitely would have been different. But let's keep in mind they're 5-2, and in those two losses, and I think this is, if you're Blair Oaks, you got to hang your hat on this. They're both teams are ranked in the top five in their respective classes, and it took their absolute best effort to beat you by a possession. So if you're Blair, I mean, again, Blair Oaks, I know it's weird because the Tri-County Conference Championship's really not in their grasp, and it'll be the first time since 2014 they don't win it. But in their mind, if they have to pick between, regular season success and postseason success, they're definitely going to pick the latter.
And the other thing that needs to be talked about, too, in terms of that 56 is, yes, you can look at it and go, my, that's a lot of points for them to give up, except for the fact that when you have a team like Blair Oaks, and I think this gets lost in the shuffle sometimes because of how good their defense is, when you regularly score in the high 40s and the 50s and sometimes in the 60s, guess what? The other team has just as many possessions because you're scoring and giving the ball right back.
Exactly.
It's just a matter of can that team keep up with you offensively? And this was an instance where they ran into a team that could keep up with them offensively on the fact that, yes, they got the ball back plenty of times and had plenty of chances to score and scored on a bulk of them. So sometimes that just happens. You just tip your cap and go, guess what? They just played extremely well on offense. And like you say, you know, when you've got a quarterback who has already, like say, accounted for 300 yards already in the game, and you go just at a certain point, you go, hey, he's just not, he's not going to be a factor late in the game. You go, my goodness, that means that they must be pretty talented offense.
Right. And another thing we need to emphasize is this is about the most top-heavy the Tri-County Conference has been for several years. I mean, I've only been here 6 years, but if I go back and look, I mean, it's always been Blair Oaks and one other team.
Sure. Like
1 year it was Eldon.
Right.
Another year it was School of the Osage. A few years it was Southern Boone. Maybe even 1 year it was Boonville. But if you take a look, it's just been Blair Oaks and someone else.
Sure.
It's a three-headed monster mm-hmm. this year with Blair Oaks, Hallsville, and Boonville. And by the way, I'll tell you what, that week 9 matchup between Boonville and Hallsville is going to be one of the best regular season games in a long time that doesn't involve Blair Oaks
Tri-County. So many times that week 9 game can just be kind of an afterthought as you're kind of ramping up for districts, and you know, so a lot of things have already been decided. Things won't have been decided by that point, so that's going to be something where that's going to be a fun week 9 game where sometimes week 9 is just, let's just get past this week and get to the postseason. So, but that's going to be almost a postseason in and of itself, kind of a postseason precursor. So, I guess the attention must refocus then this week, and you got to get ready for, you know, you're going to be hosting Southern Boone at 7 p.m. Friday. You know, it's a Southern Boone team that we weren't sure kind of what to expect when the season started from them, and, you know, I would say almost after 7 games, we're still kind of not sure what to expect because they're 3-4 overall, 3-2 in the conference. You know, the only two losses are Hallsville and Boonville, so those are two pretty good losses. It's just a matter of, you know, kind of what do we make from the rest of the season.
If you look at the Tri-County right now, it's a little weird in the fact that you have two teams tied at first at 5-0 with Hallsville and Boonville. But after that, you've got three teams tied for third place in Blair Oaks, Southern Boone, and California are all 3-2.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And really, I know that there's no shot at winning a conference title at this point for Blair Oaks unless, you know, because, I mean, either Hallsville or Boonville has to win that week 9 game, so they cannot win conference. But it's just Southern Boone, if you take a look, this will be their fifth time in 8 games playing a team that has been state-ranked at some point this season. If you take a look, I would argue they have the toughest two non-conference games out of any Tri-County school because they start off with Odessa, which they haven't lost a game on the football field in a couple of years.
Right.
Remember, they got knocked out last year in the district final due to COVID.
Yep.
And then they played Mexico, which, you know, there's a good possibility Blair Oaks is going to become quite familiar with them. We'll talk about that here in a little bit, but they're going to be they're a district opponent, and they were state ranked up until this last week when they lost to Kirksville. And their other losses have been to Boonville and Hallsville. You take a look at their three wins, and let's be honest, this isn't the same Southern Boone team we've seen the last 3 or 4 years. Because yes, there is no more Sam Stick. No, yes, Blake Dapkus, who was their stud wide receiver last year, is graduating. He's playing college football. It's Southern Boone. They're gonna reload. It's just not quite the same talent level as they have seen the last couple of years. But you gotta give them credit because they could very easily be 1-6. They rallied to beat Versailles, and I still argue that Versailles might be one of the best one-loss small schools in the state. They just, haven't been able to catch a break. Had to rally to beat Eldon, and I argue you never know what you're going to get with what you're going to see with Eldon. I mean,
sure,
we saw them drop 35 points on Blair Oaks a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And now they're coming off a win at home against Osage, which that was a big bounce back for them because they got beat pretty badly by Hallsville the week before on mm-hmm. homecoming. I believe that was 46-6.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a Southern Boone team that, yes, they're not the same team But they, you know, they're no pushover by far. They just played a really tough schedule.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I think is going to be kind of intriguing from the standpoint of, you know, like say, you know, some years you can look at games and you can kind of know how they're going to be determined and how they're going to play out, and some years you have no clue. And I think this is just going to be an interesting one to see, you know, kind of who does show up for this one from Southern Moon, from the standpoint of, you know, what if you told me that this was going to be, you know, a Blair Oaks win by 30, I wouldn't be surprised. If you told me it was going to come down to the final possession, I also wouldn't maybe be surprised. So I think it's just going to be, you know, from the standpoint of, is there something to tune into this week to kind of, you know, see what the game within the game is going to be? I would say absolutely. So, you know, it's just a matter of how quickly can Blair Oaks get readjusted, like you say, with kind of conference, you know, aspirations out the window now. It's going to be kind of a, you know, a mental test for the Falcons this week.
And here's the thing, Blair Oaks, I mean, with that loss on Friday, they are pretty much guaranteed not to get the one seed, so they will be playing week 10. And right. More than likely, so they've got Southern Moon this week, they've got Osage next week, and very likely they will play one of those two teams again in the first week of district.
Right.
Still a lot to unfold over those last 2 weeks, another, but you never know.
Yeah, and another interesting, you know, wrinkle to districts this time is it's you know, more than likely you're going to have probably a home game to start off with, and then it's more than likely you're going to be on the road for the next two, yeah. Which is, you know, you and I kind of talked about a little bit off air, but I'm trying to rack my brain to figure out when the last time that would have been, where you just go, yeah. Okay, when's the last time they were, you know, as low as a three seed in districts? Nothing comes immediately.
I think since the new system was implemented about 8 or 9 years ago, I think they've always been a one or a two seed. And but again, I you know, just taking a look at this matchup, I think while the run game was definitely there last week for Southern Boone, they had multiple 100-yard rushers. I don't think we're gonna. I'll be kind of curious to see if they look at what Hallsville did with Tiger Cobb rushing for as many yards as he did, maybe think that that's the best route. I'd be curious to see what Blair Oaks does to try to shore up its run defense.
Sure.
Because, again, I know there have been some guys, they've had three people rush for 200 or more yards against them, but those were also three very elite athletes.
Okay.
With Southern Boone, the other thing that they have in their back pocket is the deep ball might not be quite the same since there's no Blake Dapkus. But talking with Coach LePage, this is a team that loves to use a screen pass.
Okay.
And so that's something that Blair Oaks hasn't seen a heck of a whole lot. So I'll be kind of curious to see. I mean, they're basically prepared to see like three different option formations from Southern Boone. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see how Blair Oaks' defense really adapts to this game.
I guess that then leads us naturally into the prediction point. So how do you think this one does play out on Friday night?
You know, I'll take this part of the podcast to really emphasize something whenever I did some research during COVID shutdowns on Blair Oaks. Falcon Athletic Complex is senior night tonight. Since the Falcon Athletic Complex opened in 2006, Blair Oaks is 99-11. And most,
that's
and
not I, too
and,
shabby.
And half of those losses probably came in postseason games.
Sure.
I mean, I think early on, the first few years, they lost to, like, you know, Borgia or Moberly, like really good teams at home. They have not lost a home regular season game since 2014. I don't think that changes this year. This is a game I think you're going to see the offense. And honestly, when was the last time Blair Oaks also ever lost back-to-back games?
Right.
I think this is a game where their offense really comes out. To me, I'll be kind of curious to see what the points allowed looks like. Because it is a Southern Boone team that's only averaging 23 points. So I'm going to say Blair Oaks is going to score. I'll say they'll get to 56, and I believe they'll hold Southern Boone to 21.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.